Well, praise the Lord. So good to be in his house today. We begin Jeremiah 23, verses 23 and 24. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. Words that caution and comfort. Words that signal and secure. The Voice Bible, am I only a God who is close by and not a God of the farthest reaches? Am I a God anyone can hide from? Do I not see what happens in secret? Am I not everywhere, filling heaven and earth? The God who fills heaven and earth. I think of the man Jonah, a man on the run trying to hide from God, trying to flee, trying to escape. A man trying to flee from the presence of the Lord, a man trying to avoid answering the call. Do I not fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? We back up even further to the beginning pages of the Bible, and there, at the dawn of creation, we read of humanity, fallen humanity, trying to hide from God. Genesis 3, verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I think of the psalmist journeying through the valley of the shadow of death, and there, in the presence of enemies. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Caution and comfort. And even in these words, Hebrews 4:13, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Caution. Knowledge such as this can keep us from folly. A protection, a guard, an ever-present realization, a constant reminder. No creature, no thing hidden from his sight. I can testify today that this truth has kept me from foolishness and sin. It has been a gracious guard, a glorious guard, It has silenced the flesh it was dealt. It has dealt with the soul. Those words of the Lord, do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. This should keep us in the fear of the Lord for all days and for all our days. And this is our safety. And this is our security. And this is our prevention. And this is our holding. In public, in private, when we are surrounded and when no one is around, do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. When this truth gets a hold of a person, and I think of a young person in their youth, it has the power to keep them from evil, from immorality, to keep them from shame and regret. And does the Bible not say that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? And the knowledge of the Holy One, understanding? You see, the conclusion is conclusive. The wisest man ever to live set forth these words, Ecclesiastes 12. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened and the clouds do not return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down. When the grinders cease because they are few. And those that look through the windows grow dim. When the doors are shut in the streets and the sound of grinding is low. When one rises up at the sound of a bird. And all the daughters of music are brought low. Also they are afraid of height and of terrors in the way. When the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home. And the mourners go about the streets. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed. Or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. All is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright. Words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of the making of many books, there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing. Whether good or evil. John Bevere said in the scriptures, the only people I see God calling His friends are those who tremble at His word and presence and are quick to obey no matter the cost. A.W. Tozer, when men no longer fear God, they transgress His laws without hesitation. The fear of consequences is no deterrent when the fear of God is gone. And it has been said, when men don't fear God, they give themselves to evil. The wise parent and Sunday school teacher led us in a song until it was committed to memory. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little heart, whom you trust. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. There's a Father up above, a Savior up above, and He's looking down in love. So be careful. The caution, and yes, the comfort, for He loves us, and His love compels us and impels us. I must honor His love. Be careful because He loves me and wants only the best for me. Remember your Creator. Back to Jeremiah reading from the Message. Am I not a God near at hand, God's decree? And not a God far off? Can anyone hide out in a corner where I can't see Him? God's decree. Am I not present everywhere, whether seen or unseen? I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. Psalm 139, beginning at verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you form my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Receive the comfort of the Lord today. The Message paraphrase, God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand. I'm an open book to you, even from a distance. You know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much. Too wonderful. I can't take it all in. Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit? To be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on morning's wings to the far western horizon, you'd find me in a minute. You're already there waiting. And then I said to myself, oh, he even sees me in the dark. At night, I'm immersed in the light. I know these words and their living reality have been life-giving to so many. The brokenhearted's healing, the captive's liberty, the prisoner's freedom, the mourner's comfort. For in every place and in the places in which we find ourselves, I fill heaven and earth, says the Lord. You see, no matter what we are facing and no matter what we are going through, He is with us and He is there. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:8, and the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Joshua 1:5, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Is there anyone here today that feels abandoned? Or perhaps you have been. Psalm 27:10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Receive the comfort of the Lord today. Take heart, people of God, and be comforted in this. I fill heaven and earth, says the Lord. Comfort. Comfort my people. Take him at his word today, for it is his word, and we hear the voice of our victorious Savior, Matthew 28:20, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. We know the man Joseph, a man with a dream from God, a kingdom dreamer. The Lord had a radical plan for his life, a plan to prosper him, not to harm, a plan to give him hope and a glorious future. Now imagine how he felt when he was rejected by his brothers. Imagine what he felt when they threw him in the pit. Imagine what he was going through when they sold him into Egypt. But God was with him. God was for him. And the weapons formed against him would not prosper. Listen, he may not have understood what was going on, this path of the Lord's prosperity, but the Lord was with him and the Lord was for him. And you have to know that Joseph received the comfort of the Lord, so thankful for the reality that he was never alone. I share the words of David Wilkerson this morning. We've often heard grace defined as the unmerited favor and blessing of God. Yet I believe grace is much more than this. In my opinion, grace is everything that Christ is to us in our times of suffering. Power, might, kindness, mercy, love, to see us through our afflictions. As I look back over the years of great trials, suffering, temptation, and affliction, I can testify that God's grace has been enough. I know what it is to question God as my wife endured cancer over and over. And then both our daughters were also stricken. I also know what it is to be buffeted by a messenger of Satan. I've been grievously tempted and enticed, and I've had enemies stirred up against me on all sides. I've been slandered by rumors, falsely accused, and rejected by friends. In those dark times, I fell on my knees and cried out to God. His grace has always brought me through, and that's enough for today. Then someday in glory, my Father will reveal to me the beautiful plan he had all along. He'll show me how I obtained patience through all my trials, how I learned compassion for others, how his strength was made perfect in my weakness, how I learned his utter faithfulness toward me, how I longed to be more like Jesus. We may still ask why, yet it all remains a mystery. I'm prepared to accept that until Jesus comes for me. I see no end to my trials and afflictions. I've had them for over 50 years of ministry now and counting. Yet through it all, I'm still being given an ever-increasing measure of Christ's strength. In fact, my great revelations of his glory have come during my hardest times. Likewise, in your lowest moments, Jesus will release in you the fullest measure of his strength. We may never understand our pain, depression, or discomfort. We may never know why our prayers for healing haven't been answered, but we don't have to know why. Our God has already answered us. You've got my grace. And my beloved child, that is all you need. Any saint in the house today, turn but for a moment and recount the faithfulness of God. How he was with you in the most trying times. How he healed your broken heart. Was to you liberty in the midst of captivity. Freedom in the midst of prison. Comfort in the time of mourning. Ask today, are we not thankful that we cannot flee from his presence? That his words are true. I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. I don't know what you're facing today or what you are going through. I don't know all the circumstances, but I do know this. You are not alone. He is with you, and he is for you. He loves you, and he has a plan to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a glorious future. You must believe Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need. It doesn't say all your greed. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Grace, that is goodwill, loving kindness, favor of the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ Jesus, keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to the exercise of the Christian virtues. Can you testify today? His grace is enough. This much is true. He is a God at hand and a God afar off. No one can hide. All things are open. He fills heaven and earth. Proverbs 5, verse 21, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders," that is, observes and weighs, "all his paths." Proverbs 15, verse 3, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place." Keeping watch on the evil and the good. Jeremiah 16, 17, "For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity hidden from my eyes." He sees it all. He ponders it all. He observes. He weighs it all. Should this not both caution and comfort? Job 31:4, "Does he not see my ways and count all my steps?" Jeremiah 23, verses 23 and 24, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" We can have the worship team return today. Is caution the need? Or are we in need of comfort? These two verses in the scripture we have encountered today provide the needy with what is needed. You see, no matter our age, no matter how long we have been in and of the faith, we need at times both the caution and comfort of this true reality. It's the laborer's ethic, the mother's industry, the young man's drive, the aged's energy. "Do I not fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" I think of the story, the true account in history. We know it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When all were falling down, caving to pressure, or giving in willingly. "Do I not fill heaven and earth?" And should they face the furnace of faithfulness, no guards nor furnace door can keep out the Lord. Fourth man in the fire. "Do not I fill heaven and earth?" You see, right here we see caution and comfort. And the Lord showed up. They were willing to perish rather than compromise, crack, and dishonor and fail the Lord. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." "I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord." Is there one here today that does not know Jesus? That does not know the Lord? He sees you. He knows you. He calls you today. And he has the answer you need in the person of his glorious Son, Jesus Christ. He knows what life has been like up till now. He's observed it all. He sees the good and the bad, the joy and the pain. Nothing has been hid from his eyes. He knows the good and the evil. What humanity would call human righteousness. But the reality is, the Bible tells us what human righteousness is like in comparison to the righteousness that comes through Christ. It's filthy rags. He sees everything you've gone through. He's seen you in secret. He's seen the tears. He's seen the pain. He's seen it all. He's watched the one that grew up in the non-Christian home, the one that was showing a terrible display of parenting. He's seen it all. He's watched you grow, the one who was abandoned. Listen, he sees you. He loves you. He calls you. He wants you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to be your father. Jesus wants to be Lord of your life. He wants to be your closest friend. But you have to receive the invitation. You have to reach out. You have to fall before him. Acknowledge that you're in need of a Savior, that you need help. That you don't have all the answers. Admit the wrongdoing. You have to fall down before him and give him your life. But I can promise you this, if you'll give him your life, his grace will be enough. His grace will see you through. It doesn't mean all the circumstances and situations are automatically going to vanish and that you're going to walk out of here and everything's going to be perfect, but he will help you. He will help you. He will strengthen you. He will help you fix those things in your world. He will work miracles in your life. You'll see it. He'll see you through. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be all you need. Let's stand in the house today. Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, just slip out of your seat and make your way to the front. Surrender your life. Perhaps you're here today and you needed the word of caution. It's been a little too loose outside the doors of the church. A little too loose behind closed doors. Nothing is hid from the sight of the Lord. Do you need to come and ask for forgiveness today, to repent, to embrace this reality, the truth, that nothing is hid from his sight, that he ponders, that he weighs, that he observes all our ways? Or if you're in need of comfort today, know that he sees you. He knows exactly what you're going through. He's there with you, and he is for you. Lord, we give you the glory, God.